Welcome to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast, day three of our 30-day affiliate action. I am your host, Justin Coleman, and welcome back. We're getting to the point where if you're here for day three, you're more likely to stay for the whole thing, because if you tuned me out after the first couple episodes, you didn't join the community, you didn't do any of the homework. First of all, you're not listening to this right now, but also you're probably not going to succeed in this, because you need to show up every day, you need to be consistent every day, and this 30 days is to get you into the flow of showing up and being consistent. Today we're going to talk about our strengths and passion, which is going to drive us in affiliate marketing for the long haul. Our strengths and passions combined with our ultimate why are going to be our ultimate driving force in keeping going with this on a consistent basis. So what are our strengths and passions? What are our needs? Well, what don't you ever shut up about, I guess is one way to put it. For me, it's like marketing and sales funnels. Like I could talk all day about marketing and sales funnels, and my wife just rolls her eyes and kind of listens, but just, oh God, he's doing this again. He's going on and on about marketing and funnels again. So what is that for you? What do you go down the rabbit hole and just read everything about? What do you learn about? What do you know how to do, practice daily? What is it for you that creates this fire inside, this passion that you just can't stop talking about, that you have to do all the time and always talk about? Because likely there's a way to make affiliate dollars off of that. There's likely an affiliate program for it. And alternatively, if you don't think you're good at anything, which I'm sure you are, and you just don't want to recognize it, you can ask other people what they think you're good at, ask other people what you don't shut up about when you're talking to them. They'll probably give you something. But another way you can go about this is, what do you need? So, I mentioned before, you know, I'm going on four kids this fall, and one cool thing that we did was my wife started a mom blog. And so in order to write articles about stuff, you should buy stuff so you can review it properly. Because if you're just writing reviews about stuff you've never tried or used, that's not a great way to go about it. You need to have actual experience with things. So for our kids, we were able to buy things like Osmo sets or like counting tools and review them for the blog, but then we got to keep them. So it was a business expense to buy cool gadgets and toys for our kids, which was super awesome. So if you're a parent looking into a parenting niche for things that you can get for your kids to try out is one way to go about it. Another thing was that I was overweight for pretty much all of my life, and this company reached out to us at the mom blog, and they said, hey, we're Noom, this weight loss program, and we want to give you a free account in order to, you know, promote our product. We want you to use our product. You get a free account to be able to try out Noom for 4 months, see how it goes, write reviews, and, you know, you can make it's like $15 to $20 per sale. It's not recurring, so it's still a good program if you want to join, but I would use it as like a side program since it doesn't have that recurring revenue. But anyways, it was great for me. I went to my wife, who was outside playing with the kids at the time, and I said, Noom wants us to join, and I think we should do it. We should, like, make ourselves guinea pigs and actually go through the whole four-month program. And she's like, okay, you know, I mean, she didn't really need to lose any weight. It was just me, but she had agreed to do it with me. And I said, okay, they gave us this free account. And she's like, that's cool. And I said, I signed up for it myself. She just kind of looked at me, and I was like, I'll reach back out and see if I can get an account for you. I mean, it was her blog, but since I was the one who needed to lose weight, I kind of signed up without asking her. But she did end up getting her own free account, and we were able to do it that summer. She lost something like 10 pounds, and I lost 35. So it was a really good experience. It was something that I needed in my life, something like the commission and the sales are what drove me to succeed with it. Something I'd never been able to do in my life was lose a bunch of weight. So, again, just another way you can go about looking at this is finding something you need in your life or could really use and promoting it. And they may give you free stuff, they may not. But either way, you can invest in it as a business expense because you're promoting it for your business. For you, it could be anything. I mean, I don't know if you're into like sports or fly fishing. If you're into, I mean, like Cabela's has an affiliate program. If you're into like software or finances, there's all kinds of software. It's just, that's what today is going to ultimately be about, is finding what you need, your strengths, your passion, and using that to go forward to find an affiliate program that you're actually going to be interested in promoting. Because like, if you hate literature and you hate reading, you're not going to want to promote books just because you think it might be a good niche. You're not going to want to do that because you're going to lose interest. You're not going to have the heart to keep going and help the people that need help. You need to have the passion behind it. So what you need to succeed in affiliate marketing, three things. You need a program with recurring revenue. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I've briefly touched on it today, but we'll talk more about recurring revenue and why that is so important tomorrow. The second thing you need is your ultimate why, which we created yesterday in our workbook or wherever you wrote it. Your ultimate why, your personal driving force on why you want to make more money and build a better life for yourself while helping others. And the third thing is what we're going over today, a deep passion for something that you need, you just have a need to help people with. By talking about it, by sharing it with them, and obviously sharing your affiliate link so you get that commission. But you need to find that thing that you just can't shut up about, that you can just talk for hours and hours to everybody you meet on the subject in order to help them. So today's homework is to write down some ideas of what your hobbies or your needs or your passions are. There's a section for this in the workbook if you've joined the community. If you haven't joined the community, I really suggest you join us there, join in the conversations, ask questions, and also get the workbook so that you can download that and print that and be able to answer these questions and follow along. But if you don't want to do that, get a piece of paper, write down your hobbies, your passions, and what you feel like you could promote over the long haul that will also be of help to people. If it was of help to you at some point, it's likely that there's other people out there just like you. We're going to be using our own experiences to help figure out where our audience was, which is where you were when you started gaining your passion for this thing, and where we can lead them, which is where you are now or possibly even further through our affiliate programs. So if you haven't joined the community, you can join at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Again, brownie points for sharing the podcast with people. We're still pretty early on here on the third episode, so people have plenty of time to catch up and get going with affiliate marketing. Your homework and show notes are going to be at mastersalesfunnels.com/48. There will be some articles I've written on affiliate marketing there from Master Sales Funnels blog for further reading. There will be links to join the community and any other helpful advice and links, resources that I find, I will put in the show notes for you as well. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we dive into how to make affiliate marketing your new paycheck with recurring revenue. So until next time, earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing.